Just a moment, sir. Mr. Bundy? Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. Bundy, thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Be more than proposed. One SAM installation. Back to you within the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Mr. Bundy, Lano.
Okay.
We got the control coming down.
Go on there.
Got a reaction?
We have passed. It's the other way around. because of the way we agreed it yesterday, we have just extracted names from the Imbert forces, which we do not feel enough confidence in keeping our man G at all in the field to push them at him tonight. We would prefer to push them back through JB tonight, and I have them here when you're ready to receive them.
Well, did you ask him about DeLeon and the other guy?
Yes, we did, but not in this context.
But this was a context.
They are not nominated. They have not nominated those men.
No, but did you ask them what their reaction?
We asked them what they thought about them, and they said no, not for this job.
Why didn't Sivant ask Embert or whoever it is, what about A and B?
We have done that, Mr. President, and they say no, not for this job.
You mean for the Army job?
No, I mean for the Secretary job.
Well, hell, they weren't mentioned for the Secretary job, Mac.
We haven't negotiated with them on the Army job because at the moment their Army chief of staff was not there. He's out fighting battles. We were trying initially to see.
But isn't that the guy that runs the city?
It will be in the end, but that was not the bargain that we were to take up with them initially, Abe. The bargain we were to take up with them was the Secretary of Defense. Now, we can go back to them with another name.
Yeah, well, I don't...
That's not where the negotiation is right now.
Well, you've got enough burdens and trouble for me to avoid quarreling with you about that, but if you look at that list, that is one of the things to take up with them.
We have to get from them. The position we had to begin with them was the question of the Secretary of Defense. That was the article number one in the basic agreement of yesterday, as you will remember. Now, we have not had, they are not prepared as of now, let me put it this way, just to make the sweeping nature of their position clear, they are not prepared to consider any chief of the Army staff as of now, but the one they've got. Who is a man who has to leave the country tomorrow, according to the other people.
What commanders say that he's not in position to consider anybody to run his side except him, if they take that viewpoint. But we've got to work out an agreement where we can have a national unity outfit and a coalition agreement. Now, if there's not any deep feeling or any personal reasons why you shouldn't, I would respectfully suggest that you submit to the Embert crowd the two names that have been cleared and say, could we get agreement from you and from J.B. and from Washington on either of these men?
Mr. President, we'll do that if that's your instruction, but I have to point out to you, sir, that if we do that, we will be doing it within a framework of not dealing straight with them on the question of what's going to happen to the Secretary of Defense, which is a matter on which, by agreement, we have been dealing with them, and on which the other side came apart during the course of the day.
Mac,
yeah.
Now let's all take it easy now and relax a little bit so that we'll all have a very clear understanding of what the situation is. Now, there are two jobs that we're talking about.
Correct.
One is the Secretary of the Armed Forces. As to the Secretary of the Armed Forces, you talked with me today. I went back to JB.
Yeah.
And I came up with two names.
Yeah.
Which I have given you. All right. Now that's Roman 1.
Yeah.
Roman 2, there is a position of the Chief of the Army.
That's correct.
As to that position, on that little sheet that we worked out at breakfast this morning,
yes,
you will find as item 3 to take that up with the San Ysidro forces.
We haven't and got there, Abe. Is
yes,
the point
sir.
We're trying to make.
All right,
sir.
We
have to take these things one leg at a time.
I know you do. Now, you've got two names under that heading.
That's
one
correct.
Of them is De Leon.
Yes.
And the other is somebody that I got
I
my
know
papers here. Now, what you're telling us is the following, as I understand it, that the names of De Leon and this other guy for Chief of Army have not been submitted to those guys. Okay, well, we're clear.
I can tell you, though, that if they had been submitted, the roof would have gone off the broom.
Okay, all right, we're clear on that one.
Well, let me make that point extremely clear, because it is a matter of how far apart these two sides are at this moment. I think this is the gut point we have all to understand.
Yes, sir. What you're telling me, as I understand it, is that on the Secretary of the Army, The loyalist group want to continue their own fella.
That's right.
So that on that basis, you infer that they would reject these other two guys.
Well, it's much more to the inference than that. I can't tell you how deep the feeling is with respect to people whose sympathies are with the other side on both of these two sides. Now, we can and will test these names, but the precise point I'm making is that in order to make that test in a way which is real, we have to have time in which to do it.
Yes, sir. I'm sure of that. Now, let's move on to Roman One, the Minister of the Armed Forces.
Yeah.
Now, I gave you two names in the course of the day, which J.B.
We haven't been able to get those checked because we have spent a great deal of time. It took us 3 hours
sure.
of argument to get these people in San Isidro to produce their names.
I quite understand that.
180 degrees off.
Now, in those circumstances, though, I would have a question in my mind as to whether we ought to toss up some other names to J.B. There's no problem about doing it, and I can do it. But his initial question will be, how about the other guys?
Well, we've got a cross track here, then, because I think we can take those names back in the morning.
Yep.
And I think what we'll get is, what about our other guys? You see, that both of these problems are up.
All right. Well, why don't you give me...
My conviction, my honest conviction is that these three suggestions from San Isidro won't work. But I can't tell you that until it's tried.
Well, I'll be glad to try them. Why don't you give me their names and let me try them out?
Right. Now,
are you talking about these as Chief of Army?
No, about the overall job.
About the Minister of the Armed Forces.
Right.
All right. Now, give me the names.
A Navy Captain... Francisco Amiyama, A-M-I-M-A, I-A-M-A.
Yeah.
Air Colonel Benoit, B-E-N-O-I-T.
Well, he's one, you know that before.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Army General, Army Colonel Pagan, P-A-G-A-N.
Is he a colonel?
M-O-N-T-A-S.
Mm-hmm. And these are for Minister of the Armed Forces. Is that right, Mac?
Yep.
All right. It isn't any point trying out, but why? I won't try that. I'll take a look at the other two. Okay?
What'd you say?
I say I'll take a look at the other two.
I would do the middle one. I see nothing in it.
No, I'll just eliminate that.
Now, I think that we can undertake on our side, either later this evening or the very first thing in the morning, to do a general runaround with Sy's friends and see what we find and get close readings on, as close as we can get on all the names that have come up in our conversation.
Yep.
Let me tell you what I think. Well, now, let me tell you that I'm going to put into a dispatch what I think, because I don't think this phone is all that secure about the fundamental problem we now face.
Yeah.
The names are not so hideously secure, because they simply will indicate to either side that the other side wants things that side doesn't, which is, of course, the basic fact of the situation.
Yeah.
But the question we face is what we do about it, and on that I'm inclined to think that we had better put ourselves together and compose a careful message to you. Now, the only question that you have to advise us on is whether you can, it suits your policy for us to stay here and keep working on it in a situation in which I cannot tell you that we are as near any kind of a real settlement as I hoped we were only 10 hours ago.
Mr. President?
Yeah?
Oh. I sure hope they stay on. I really think that we've got a good deal of bargaining.